From the CBS Chicago newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair, and here are the stories making news right now. About 12,000 asylum seekers have come to Chicago since last year, and as Chicago continues to struggle with the influx, yesterday about 140 asylum seekers were moved into a temporary home at the Broadway Armory Community Center on the north side. City leaders say the shelter will now coexist with some ongoing Park District programs. Meanwhile, the city is calling for help from the federal government to keep up with the expenses to care for the influx of asylum seekers. And right now, a $50,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest of the person who shot a Chicago mail carrier. The postal worker was shot during attempted robbery while they were delivering mail on Kildare near School Street in Kilbourne Park yesterday. The letter carrier is thankfully expected to be okay. The Postal Service has put out information about the suspect's car, a white Kia sedan with Illinois plates. And we've learned right after the shooting there, the gunmen were involved in a second armed robbery of a letter carrier about 15 minutes later and 3 miles away on the border of Logan Square and Humboldt Park. And as the strike at Loretto Hospital heads into its third day, hospital workers are raising awareness of the ongoing staffing shortages. According to union workers, the hospital has previously received citations from the state because of unsafe staffing numbers, including job vacancy rates up to 35% and a 60% employee turnover. They're blaming the shortage on low wages and burnout. And a road rage shooting on DuSable Lakeshore Drive has turned deadly. 37-year-old Nancy Padilla died days after being shot while driving near Museum Campus. Investigators say she honked at another driver who cut her off. That driver then pulled up to her and started shooting. Police believe it was a 2015 Nissan sedan. The shooter has not been caught. Your forecast today, partly cloudy and warmer with a high of 87. From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair.